In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning from here at Marion, Kentucky, where the streets are a good bit bare this morning as fall break has begun and a number of people are out of town. But for those of us who are left behind to continue to beat the drum every day, I have your Monday morning podcast to get your week started. And as I've been doing the last week or two, I want to give you a little insight into my op-ed piece, my column I write in the Crittenden Press. Had a lot of fun with the one that's coming out this week. Brought back a lot of boyhood memories. It's entitled My Turn, John Boy. Every Thursday night when I was a young lad growing up in West Tennessee, I would call my grandmother to remind her that the Waltons was about to come on television. I didn't want her to miss it. She loved that program, and I felt like I needed to remind her every week. I loved it as well, but she had lived through the Great Depression, and as a young wife and mother, you know, even then she spoke very fondly of those days. As it turns out, somewhat oddly, because as I grew older, I came to realize the reality was far harsher than her stories let on. You know, for her, I think it showed that it was both a reminder and comfort and an idealized reflection, if you will, of a time that had been bitter in practice, yet sweet in memory. But I kind of trace some of those memories in this week's column. So grab your Crittenden Press. It'll be out on the streets on Wednesday afternoon. I know it sounds like I'm coming to you from a rain barrel today, but I've had to step out of my normal recording studio to do a road show, so to speak. So I'm kind of hid out in a small room, and it does sound like I'm in a rain barrel, but bear with me if you would. So this morning I'm going to share with you a bit of the good, the bad, and the ugly for all you old Clint Eastwood connoisseurs. We've got some good news right off the bat. That bridge over Livingston Creek on Kentucky 295 between Dykesburg and Eddyville, that bridge is about complete. They've been working on that for the past 18 months as it's been shut down. Well, they hadn't been working on it that long, but it's been shut down for the last 18 months. And that stretch of highway generally carries almost 700 vehicles a day, and it's put a lot of stress and fatigue on some of the smaller county roads in the area as people have tried to bypass it on their morning and evening commutes. The good news is it looks like later this week that could be open. They're shooting for Friday, so we'll see. And there's a bit of good news on the bridge on Mexico Road that has been out since March. Looks like the county has been approved for some funding, about $500,000. So it'll take some time to get that project designed and get the bids out and get the construction done. But the good news is the money's in place, and maybe it won't be too long now before that bridge on Mexico Road will be replaced. Now, the one at Dam 50 on the road between Kentucky 91 and Riverview Park is still on track for sometime later next month to be completed and back open. Now, the bad news, I guess the really bad news we have this week, is that the Tulu Haunted House will not be open this year. Seems as though the folks who organized that down at Tulu at the old school have decided to forego having the annual haunted house this year. And they made a post on social media over the weekend and said they hope that it will return to bigger and better next year, but no haunted house this year. The ugly, I will say, I'll call it ugly, is the total number of missed educational days by students in Crittenden County, and for that matter, adjoining counties and throughout the state. You know, this week, town is, like I mentioned, somewhat empty as school is out for fall break. But even when school is in session, there's a lot of empty classrooms, or virtually empty classrooms, because of chronic absenteeism. Now, what is chronic absenteeism? Kind of a tongue twister. What that is when students miss 10% of the school days in a school year. So school is in session 170 days on a typical year. So if your student misses 17 days, he or she is considered chronically absent. And that's a big problem for a lot of reasons. For the education side of it, of course, kids can't learn when they're not in seats in school typically. And there's some financial consequences for the entire district. Makes your taxes go up if you want to look at it that way, because you have to generate more money here because not enough seat money comes down from the state. We try to break all that down and help give you a clear picture of what this chronic absenteeism means for Crittenden County School District, and that will be in this week's Crittenden Press, again, which will be out the middle of the week. Let's take a quick pause and hear from one of our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, harvest season continues full bore in Crittenden and surrounding counties as farmers are taking advantage of this nice weather in order to get their crops out of the field. And of course, the harvest moon has been in the sky the last few days. I guess that's the harvest moon. It's that time of year, and it's a large full moon. So the Crittenden Press has a special section that will be in the paper this week, celebrating National Farmers Day. Now, that's coming up this coming weekend on Sunday, October 12th, as we celebrate the farmer and what he does for us. So you can check that special section out. We have a whole lot of photographs from the Ag Day out at the school district back a week or so ago, and some more harvest photos from around the community. Now, as the weather is changing, you may be finding that your HVAC unit needs a little attention, and if so, take an opportunity to contact our next sponsor.
When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything.
And indeed, these temperatures are moderating a good bit as we move into the first full week of October. And it's not only harvest season, but it's also coming up on deer season, and the youth hunters will get their first chance at harvesting a deer this weekend. And the youth season is bigger and better than ever before. It used to be it was a two-day hunt. Now it will open Saturday and run for 9 consecutive days. And because of that, the Crittenden Press has put out its outdoor guide, which is at several locations around the community. Now, that's not something that's in the Crittenden Press newspaper. It's just a free publication, and it features a lot of great information. And in fact, later in the week, we will have Jim DeFreitas on the program here for an interview. He is the cover boy, I guess you might say, for the outdoor guide this year. He had a nice Boone and Crockett buck he harvested last year, so you can read all about that in that Crittenden Press Outdoors Guide. Again, it's at restaurants and other places around town, Hodges Sports and Apparel, and many other places in the community. Pick one up, it's free, and we'll have Jim on a little later in the week. Homecoming, football homecoming was last Thursday night. Again, that game was moved to Thursday because of a shortage of officials, and each school around the area is taking turns playing at least once on Thursday night. But it was homecoming, and Gracie Orr and Garrison Hall were crowned queen and king of the homecoming court. Now, Gracie, she's a really, Garrison's a wonderful fella himself, but Gracie works for the press part-time, and I want to give her a shout-out and a word of congratulations. She's a brilliant young lady, made a 35 on her ACT. That's 1 point from a perfect score, and again, she works for us a bit at the press doing some things behind the scenes, and you can also catch her on last week's football coaches show that we put on YouTube every week during football season. She's a manager on the football team, and she was interviewed on that program. You know, Gracie is she's involved in nearly everything, has her hand on many things on campus. But congratulations to Gracie and Gary Hall. Rocket football team won that game, beat Todd County Central 45-8. You can read all you ever want about Rockets football. It's all at rocketsfootball.com. That's Rockets with an S, football.com. Or you can also pick up your Crittenden Press and read the sports page. But there's a lot of historic information on that website, which includes the all-time record book on there. Speaking of football, Crittenden County is off this week because of fall break. It's their bye week. Most of the schools around are taking their bye week during their fall break nowadays. In soccer, the Lady Rockets open district play tonight. They will be hosting the district tournament, and they will be taking on Lyon County tonight out at Marion Crittenden County Park. And the ball will drop for the first game at 6 p.m. Otherwise, with fall break, there isn't just a whole lot going on around the sports world this week, so that's going to be it for our sports report this morning. In fact, that's it for the entire program today. I hope you have a great week, and if you're on fall break, I hope you enjoy it. This has been Chris Evans reporting from the Crittenden Press.